Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason to duck? It's here. There's no reason to duck.
With your hosts, Dan Wiederer and Mark Grody.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome once again into the Take the North podcast, along with our executive producer, Adam Studzinski. I am the scorer's Mark Grody. Studs, I'm a little confused. Dan Wiederer, our champion, our superstar, is off today. Here's how the best way that I can sum it up is that our superstar is drunk. I think that's the best way that I can sum it up. Like we talked a little, it sounds like he's going to have his entire fraternity is going to be in Chicago. They're going to Cubs and White Sox games. So I'll be honest with you. I'm a little bit worried about Dan and what becomes of him over the next 3 days, especially since the hyper-focus that he's had to deal with for a lot of his life now on the Chicago Bears. I hope the best for him. I really do.
I think he'll be all right. Hopefully, hopefully his friends take good care of him. That we need him back. We need him back.
We do. Well, we gotta have him.
We need him back sometime. So yeah, I think that I don't know. Maybe it's as we're recording this podcast, it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday. I would like to think he's not fully drunk yet. But yeah. You never know. Sounds like he's got a 4 day weekend. So.
He dropped a story, as you said, we're recording on mid-morning on a Thursday. I noticed he put his schedule story, which you should read on ChicagoTribune.com. Dan's always got great insight on stuff. But that was very early. So to me, that said, let me get this in, let me take care of my work, and then I'm just going to start drinking. So,
He did say in our last episode, he told us off air, he had to pick someone up at the airport this morning.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, but I mean, I think that was earlier. So I think that's done.
And he's a reasonable man and he's a father. Yeah. So we know that he'll be safe and all that. But Dan is not with us today, but we will carry on. And of course, we're going to talk about the schedule today. Here's the rundown for today. This is going to be a fun one. We're going to give our likes and dislikes about the Bears schedule, which has dropped, as everybody knows. We are then going to just do a little bit different. We are going to do some predictions. We are going to predict the standalone games, the national games. You know, the Bears have three night games and the Black Friday game, which is a standalone game, and then you have a Packers game, which is a Saturday standalone. We'll get a lot more specific as we go, but we will predict five games for you that you can take to the bank. No, never do that. We will also talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers is not signed yet, so we'll go back and forth a bit on him And then I'm going to give Adam Straczynski a little bit of time at the end of the podcast, something that bugs him about scheduled release date. And for the most part, I agree with him. So we will get into all of that. And Studs,
yeah,
since you don't get a lot of time with us here on the mic because we hog up all the time, I want to give you the first like. What do you, sir, like about this Chicago Bears 17-game schedule for the year 2025 and hopefully into 2026?
Okay. So what I like is that it's not – it's more balanced than last year. That's what I'm looking for. It's not like last year where they had essentially – you know, we talked a lot about it. It was kind of like a college schedule where you have all your non-conference games with a few – what we thought were going to be – you know, easy wins, and some of them were, but then, you know, we know everything fell off the cliff after the Washington game. So I like that it's more even. You have a good mix of, there's not too many times where you have a real run of like, man, they have four really tough games in a row, you know? And like you look in them, excuse me, look in the middle of the schedule here. After they had the tough game against Washington, they play the Saints. The Saints we expect to be pretty bad this year. So that's a nice little like, okay, tough game. Ideally, you turn around with an easier one. Then you go at Baltimore. That's going to be a tough game. At Cincinnati, probably going to be a tough game. We don't, you never know with the Bengals. Like they might be playing, their offense will be good. We're confident in that. I don't know about their defense. But then you get the Giants. I expect the Giants to be pretty terrible this year. So like, I like that how the schedule kind of balances out. There's not too much run of, oh man, like they might not win a game this month, you know? So yeah. That's what I like. It's much more balanced, and we can get into this, you know, we'll get into this more at the end of the pod, but you know, I don't think it's as daunting as people say, but that's for multiple reasons.
Well, I gotta tell you, man, the first thing, I have a few likes here, but the first thing that I wrote down, you and I are on the same page, and I'll use different words, but I wrote no gauntlet this year. No, remember last year in specific, first of all, and mm-hmm. this will add to another, like the Bears actually have division games to start the season last year. The Bears didn't play a damn game in the division until week 11 last year. This year, they start hosting the Minnesota Vikings. Then they are at the Detroit Lions. Now, then you have to wait a little while again, week 14, when it's at Green Bay in week 14. They host Green Bay in week 16. They host the Lions in week 18. So you got to wait a little while before you start getting back into the division. But I didn't like that last year, even though a lot of people thought, well, it's good. The Bears get better, and then they get ready. That gauntlet last year started in week 11. They hosted Green Bay. Then they hosted Minnesota. They were at Detroit, at San Francisco. They were then at Minnesota, home against Detroit, a game against Seattle, and then at Green Bay. So mm-hmm. that was, I mean, the whole thing turned out to be a gauntlet for the Bears last year because they did lose 10 in a row. But it is so nice that you're not dealing with that. You're right. You're right. For every heavy that the Bears have, there is, in theory, and we'll get to it at the end, in theory, there are lightweights that exist as well. So I like that. And then one other thing that I like about it, too, is that we are going to predict the standalone games for the Bears. They didn't go overboard with the Bears, especially in the primetime evening games. Right. To me, those are still the biggest ones where you know everybody is watching because it's nighttime and in some cases Monday night. It's a completely different day. Thursday night, same thing, but the Bears actually have zero Thursday night games this year. So they didn't – I did not want the Bears – I feared that they may have gone overboard with the Bears, but I think that that's fairly reasonable for the Chicago Bears, considering the market, considering the potential improvements that this Bears team will have. It's not crazy to have five standalone games and three of the real primetimers.
Right, yeah. Like you said, there's only three – primetime games. Now that could, like, ideally if they're playing well, that could change.
Yeah, you know, no, that'd be nice.
That would be a welcome change if they're playing well and they get flexed into prime time. Excuse me.
You could edit that out since you're the producer. Yeah, you know, when you mess up. So, yeah.
Nah, I'll keep it in there. you know, another thing that I wanted to say that I do like is that To also actually really, really quick follow up on what you were saying about the not too many standalone games.
Yeah.
This is just an observation in general, because some teams get way, way too overboard with their, like the Chiefs. And I know the Chiefs are expected to be really good again. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, all that. They only have, I think it's 3 noon games scheduled. Every other game is either a 3:25 or a night game. So like that's kind of crazy. And so that's overboard. That's where I understand that, hey, the people get sick of the Chiefs. I kind of get it, because they're kind of getting forced down your throat a little
bit. Of course. it's Michael Jordan, Patrick Mahomes. You know what I mean?
And the Bears haven't, at least in my lifetime, haven't had that kind of a schedule. And, you know, maybe if they have a run where they're really good, I would expect them to have that kind of schedule, because it's Chicago.
Yeah.
But you know, they got to earn that. Yeah. And then, you know, Dallas has, I think, 6 standalone games or something like that. Like, come on. They're going to be any good. What are we doing here?
It's Dallas. It's a different animal. There's no way to rationalize it.
That was just a couple of sides. But I do. So to touch on something that you mentioned a few minutes ago, I do like that when it comes to the division games, you get 2 division games off the bat. And those are kind of like, okay, I'm going to look at those as, all right, let's see where they're at. Those are measuring stick games, two teams that won double digit games a year ago. One of them, the division winner for the last 2 years in Detroit. See where you're at. Let's see where they're at for these first 2 weeks. And then you get into the last half of the month, the Cowboys and the Raiders, who, again, I expect Raiders might be a little better this year, but I don't expect either of them to be that good. So, and then you don't have another division game until November. So it's like, okay, you got your measuring stick, and now you got a month and a half, 2 months to get your stuff figured out. And then you get back into the division.
Yeah. Speaking of those noon games, the Bears have a run of noon games in week 7, starting week 7, where they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight noon games, which I like. And this is just the reporter in me speaking right now. Like, I love the noon games. Just, it's a lifestyle thing. You know, one of the simple pleasures of my life, Studs, is for the noon home games. One of my routines is, assuming the weather is cooperating, is I will walk to Soldier Field early in the morning along the lake, and it's so gentle. You see there's kind of this slow push of Bears fans making their way to Soldier Field, and then I cover the game, do the locker room, do my work, do the Take the North podcast, and then I pack up my bag and get back on that lake and walk home. So it's it's a nice thing that is only truly enabled. But sometimes a 3:25 game, I might be able to pull it off if I feel like doing a late night walk in the dark. But the noon games are just a simple pleasure of my life, Studs.
I think just generally all of us enjoy noon games. And we can go ahead and get into our dislikes here if you want.
I got a big dislike.
So okay. I also enjoy the noon games the most. And you know, with full understanding that the more games the team is playing in prime time, the better they probably are.
Sure.
So like, I understand that aspect of it. But you know, just like you said, as a lifestyle thing, we watch from my perspective, watch the game, you know, listen to the post game stuff, get to chill a little bit, watch some Red Zone. Then we do the podcast, post the podcast, and then the night game starts. And it's all right, you know, it's a nice fluid day. If the Bears play at night, it's just a lot of waiting around.
Right. You pop 5 or 6 edibles and you're good to go.
So anyway, something that I actually really hate about, and I understand the hype that is going to be around this game, I hate that they start on Monday night. I hate that we have to wait. Like, there's so much waiting around, and you know, with every Bears season is highly anticipated, and now especially once again this year, there's going to be a lot of anticipation about Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams year 2, new weapons in the offense, new defensive coordinator, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I understand why they would put Bears Vikings on Monday night. That's probably what, I haven't looked at the full week 1 schedule. That's probably one of the better matchups, expected matchups for week 1. So I get it. I hate it though. I hate it. I hate that we have to wait around another 24 hours. It will be nice that we all get to just kind of sit around and watch the NFL on Sunday. That aspect is nice. I put on Red Zone for 6 hours and they don't move. It'll be great.
Yeah.
So that's something I don't like. And now I know that this is going to sound contradictory to what I said just a little bit ago about how it's, I like that they have two division games to start the year off, but I do wish that the Detroit game was a week later, because September 14th is actually the day after my wedding. And I hate that they have a big game that I have to like really be into the day after my wedding at noon. And like, don't get me wrong, I'm going to watch the game either way. But like, I hate that I have to be like, have, all right, I got to wake up after this, you know, huge life event. And now I have anxiety about playing Detroit.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious, man.
That's, you know, I like it, but I don't like it. Yeah. So those are my two bugaboos on the schedule.
I like it. I think you and I are kindred spirits and hating having to wait all day. When there's no Bears game on Sunday, I'm a little lost and it sucks. And there's this overriding, I feel like, opinion or theory at the Score where you and I both work, where there's always a topic on all of the shows where they say, oh, what a nice day it was. It was so great to not have to deal with the Bears. I got to do stuff and I didn't have to watch the Bears. I'm like, no, man, I do feel rewarded then when Monday rolls around and it's about 5 o'clock and I'm either covering the game or watching the game at home. And it's like, okay, this was all worth it. Now I'm good to go. So the one thing I like about it is that it's not the Packers and it's not on the road, man. There's been too many embarrassing opening night losses to the Green Bay Packers. And I have been there too many times to see those. So it's at home. It's against the Vikings, a team which the Bears have had relative success against over the last 10 years or so, you know, give or take. I know they were 0-2 against them last year.
Well, the only team the Bears haven't had relative success against in the division the last 10 years is the Packers.
You're right.
They usually find a way to beat the other two teams.
Yes. That's a good point. That's a good call by you. The only other, and I don't even know if this is a dislike, I don't like having the bye week that early. Right? I mean, I don't know if, I mean, usually you find a way to rationalize the bye week and maybe by the time their bye week comes, it will be rationalized. Maybe there'll be three Bears players that are doubtful for the week and that need to heal up. So it'll come at the perfect time and we could all talk about the bye week being at the perfect time. But if I had a choice, Adam, I would put the bye week, you know, probably more like week eight or nine or 10, or even towards the end of the season when you really need the bye week.
Yeah, I think that I'm with you on that. The early bye week last year made a lot of sense and felt okay because they had an extra preseason game and then the bye week came after the London game.
Yeah, so, you had to have it.
So like the bye week there last year made sense because I think it was about the same time, week 5 or 6, right? So
I think it was 7. I want to say seven. But somebody will know.
Yes, it was still early. Well, all right, the Bears were 4-1 going into the bye. Because remember, the bye week led up to the Washington game. So they had a week 6 bye, that would mean, last year.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? I got it right here, buddy boy. I got it right here.
Tell me I'm right.
Okay. Bye week 7. Marky Mark got it right.
Oh.
So they were 4-2. They had just
beaten, 4-2.
Destroyed Jacksonville in the Cole Kmet game, a 35-16 win over the Jaguars. Caleb Williams was a superstar because he threw for 226 yards. DeAndre Swift had 91 yards. We should keep that in mind, actually. Things were good for the Bears for a little while last year until it went haywire.
I do remember. Like, I like to go back to our headspace sometimes for those 2 weeks after the London game, before the Washington game, where everything felt good.
Yeah.
Like we had two weeks on the Score, on the podcast, of like good Bears conversation.
Yeah.
and then everything fell apart. So
They had three wins in a row. They beat the Rams. They beat crush Carolina. Caleb had 304 yards in that game and then the Jacksonville game that we just talked about. So, yeah, I'm glad that we did that just to remind us that the season was only god-awful after the first six games of the season.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't love the early bye week this year. But, you know, what are you going to do? I don't know how they decide those things. So.
Yeah.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, let's do some predictions here. We're going to predict the Bears' standalone games. And the first one, and I'll go first on this one.
Okay.
Week one, the Bears are hosting the Minnesota Vikings on Monday Night Football. The Bears were 0-2 against Minnesota last year, and it was an overtime loss. The Parker Romo game-winning field goal in overtime that gave them the victory last year. So just a little bit of texture here. But I am going to pick the Bears to win this game. And like, I know they have a terrific coach, but the quarterback situation is not settled. It's not going to just magically Sam Darnold again this year. At least I don't believe that's going to happen. If J.J. McCarthy is the starting quarterback for this team, which I suspect he will be, right, that's a rookie quarterback who sat out his entire year with an injury last year. They'll probably get it going, and I think the Vikings are going to be good. I just don't think they're going to be ready there. And who knows? Old Sam Howell might even be quarterbacking in that game for the Minnesota Vikings. So I do have the Bears beating. I'm not giving score. If you want to give a score, you can. I'm not doing scores right now. But the Bears will win week one in their first of five standalone games against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I'm not doing scores either, but I agree with pretty much everything you just said. I think the Bears are going to come out firing and win that one with all the, you know, home game, Ben Johnson, Caleb, and you know, I understand the Vikings have a really good defensive coordinator in Brian Flores. Caleb was pretty good against him last year. So, you know, I think he handled everything that Brian Flores throws at you about as well as you could, especially as a rookie last year. And now he'll have a much improved offensive coordinator / head coach. So I think the Bears come out and win that game. There's too many questions about the Vikings quarterback situation. Like you said, like do we know if JJ McCarthy's even going to be healthy?
Well, that's what I said. That's why I said Sam Howell could be quarterbacking that team.
So I expect JJ McCarthy to be their starter eventually this year, but he tore his ACL mid preseason last year. Right. So, you know, he's right about, unless you're Adrian Peterson, it takes a year
So
yeah.
I got the Bears winning that one.
All right, I'm going to give you honors on this one. The Bears in week 6 at the Washington Commanders Monday Night Football.
Okay, so this is a tough one. I say tough one because I'm going to go out on the ledge on this one. I expect Washington to not be as good this year. And it if only because I feel like a lot of what happened with them last year, it just every game I watched them, I kept thinking and waiting for that thing to fall apart because I didn't view them as being as talented as they are. I'm not saying that Jaden Daniels is going to have a sophomore slump, but I don't know if he's going to have the kind of electric year he did last year. And so I am going to say that the Bears are going to win this one. And it's because I think the Bears are going to be better. And I think Washington is going to be not quite as talented, not quite as good as last year. I felt like they kind of caught not lightning in a bottle, but I felt like they kind of caught a lot of a little bit of magic last year. And I need to wait and see it. Maybe I'm a hater and that's fine. I need them to win that game. Go out there. Like they had that game won last year. I don't want to get into the Hail Mary thing. They had them
beat, they had them
on the ropes, and that game sent each team in a different trajectory. So I think the Bears go out, they win that game, they avenge last year's loss, and go on from there. So that's what I got in that one.
In my dreams, the Tyreek Stevenson will have a game-winning pick six and the
Bears.
That'd
be beautiful.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the Bears are going to lose this game on Monday Night Football. I understand where you're coming from with Jaden Daniels. Tougher schedule. Everybody's coming at him now. I think he's the truth. I think he's legitimate. I think he will have just as good or better of a season. I like the process that you're thinking there. I don't think he's C.J. Stroud where he takes a little step back. I think the Bears lose this game, unfortunately, at Washington on Monday Night Football. I think it'll be close, though. I think like it was last year. But I do think that the Bears go down in this one. So
yeah, it'll be close. It should be close anyway.
Yeah. All right. Next one, I will go on this one here. The Bears in week 13 at the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles. It is that's Black Friday, ladies and gentlemen, a 2 p.m. game, 2 p.m. on, it's a Prime Video game. And unfortunately, that is going to be another loss for the Chicago Bears against the Philadelphia. If there's any hangover to the Eagle season, they will have gotten that out of the way in the first 4 or 5 games. I think the Bears are going to get blown out in that game. I feel horrible about that game for the Bears. And you could say the same thing too. Like you could look at Saquon Barkley and say, is he going to have 2,000 yards rushing again this year? Like, is there going to be unfortunately the guy's had an injury history. Is something horrible like that going to happen? Jalen Hurts is a winner. I'm done like going back and forth on him. And I know it's like, that's a hot topic in Philadelphia and throughout the NFL. Unfortunately, I think the Bears will lose big in that game.
I'm with you. I think the Bears lose. I don't think they'll get blown out.
Okay.
I think the one game they could possibly get blown out is Baltimore on this schedule. And, as we look at it on paper right now.
Sure. I do have the Bears. I do have the Bears losing that game too. I don't want to give it all away because we got a show to do tonight too.
That's fine. Yeah, I don't think we're alone in saying the Bears are going to lose to Baltimore.
Yeah, that's not a very unique thought.
No, I got the Bears losing to this one. I think Philly's just the Bears. Now, if we're talking the way that I expect things to go the next 2 years, if this was next year, I think we're having a different conversation about the Bears and Philly.
Sure.
But this year, with the Bears, I think a lot of people, like I have them as an ascending team. I don't have them ready to win that kind of game yet. Now, hey, maybe they do, but I don't have them winning that one.
Okay. So. Yeah, no, it's understandable. It's a really tough game to justify. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles, where they are. I mean, the Bears want to be the Philadelphia Eagles. You know,
no matter how you look at it, the Philly's better on paper. They have a more experienced head coach who's now a Super Bowl winner who was damn close to winning two. I mean, it's just no matter how you look at it, the Phillies just better.
What about week 16, Mr. Adam Stadzinski, when the Chicago Bears will be hosting the Green Bay Packers in a Saturday afternoon game? They don't have a time on this one. It's a Fox game to be determined. What have ye for this Green Bay game?
Okay, so this is a tough one. I want to be clear about this one because I don't want to make it – it's going to make it sound like I have the Bears winning most of these games here, but I want to make it clear about how these Packers games are going to go. The Bears are going to split with the Packers this year.
Okay.
They're going to win this one. Mm. So they're going to win. They're going to lose in Green Bay and they're going to win at home. So the flip of last year. So I got the Bears winning this one. And I think it's very possible the Bears can win both games against the Packers this year, but to be safe in general, with division games, I usually just say where they're going to split all of them.
Well, so, and to be safe with the Green Bay Packers, to our point earlier,
especially with the Packers. But I think that that getting that little bugaboo, even though it was a meaningless game for the Bears, getting that little thing off their shoulder last year, I think was mentally big for the whole organization. So they don't have the same level of like, oh God, we haven't won this game since 2018, we haven't won in Lambeau since 2015. So I got the Bears winning on December 20th at home against the Packers. But so just to be clear, so I don't want to sound too much like a homer, they're going to lose in Lambeau. Okay. So it just happens to be that this one's the standalone game. So they'll come back after losing. This is interesting. When's the last time the Bears played the Packers 2 out of 3 weeks?
I don't know.
That's kind of interesting and crazy. So they'll lose in Green Bay in week 14, come back and win on the standalone game on December 20th.
This is hilarious. I have exactly the oppo of you. When I say opposite, I mean, I have the Bears winning at Green Bay because Thomas Brown, the Bears interim head coach, set a new precedent. I think there should be a Thomas Brown award. I'm not sure what it is. Like, the most unlikely thing to happen in a Bears season is the Thomas Brown award. I'm going to throw that by Weeder and Eli and see what they think.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Somebody's got to get the Thomas Brown award. So I have the Bears winning at Green Bay in week 14 and then losing at Soldier Field, unfortunately, in week 16, standalone style. So that's it for the Green Bay Packers at San Francisco. I guess this is our last one. This is our last standalone game at San Francisco. I got the Bears winning this game. I think San Francisco was 6-11 last year. I know that they'll probably get their shit together a little bit better this year and they'll be better, but that's a game too that was coached horribly last year. They did not cover George Kittle last year, and that dude caught about 150 some odd yards worth of passes last year, and they just wouldn't put a man on him. They were letting him do. I mean, I don't know what the hell was going on in that game. I mean, it was one of the worst defensively coordinated games that I had seen in a long time. Brock Purdy, well over 300 yards in the game, and he's good, and George Kittle is great. And all of that. So it's not crazy that he had this. It's just crazy the way they defended him. I think the Bears avenged that loss of last year in a close 3-point win over San Francisco in week 17.
I also have the Bears beating San Francisco this year. I think that San Fran is on a not backward slide, but they're kind of retooling things.
I think you're right.
And we saw that last year. And, like 2 years ago, getting to the Super Bowl was kind of like they maxed themselves out. And now they're dealing with contract situations with Brock Purdy. George Kittle's getting older. I know they just extended him, right? But he's getting older.
Yep.
They're kind of in a retool mode. And so by that point in the season, I think I have the Bears going in a different direction than the 49ers, and they're going to win that one. Okay. And maybe even clinch a playoff spot that week.
Oh, Bears.
We'll see. Yeah,
Bears. Oh, I like that. Bears. I like that.
Maybe. That's I don't necessarily know if that's how it'll play out, but I think I gotta go back over my exact where I want to predict wins and losses before show on the score tonight. But that might be a playoff clincher.
And we should promote that here. It's we're going to go Studs, myself, and hopefully our friend Marshall Harris from the Score, the three of us 6:40 on the score on Thursday night. We'll go through each and every one of these games and give our rationalizations for the Bears winning or losing these games. And if you miss it, you could always go back on the Odyssey app. Again, it'll be right there for you. Start on Thursday night, starting at about 6:40. So I'm looking forward to unveiling my full Bears record for the first time. Studs, when we talked before the show, you know, I threw out a bunch of topics here. We're going to get to one of your, I don't know if the pet peeve about schedule release. We're going to get to that in a second. But yeah, let me ask you this question. Will the Chicago Bears play against Aaron Rodgers this year?
I think they will. I think they will. Week 12 against the Steelers.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers comes back to Soldier Field. And if you want to know whether I think they're going to win or lose, you're going to have to go back. If you're listening later, go back and listen on the score. And you'll
Thursday
find
six
out.
Thursday 6:25. I said 6:40 because I'm an idiot. But Thursday 6:25. Either listen to it live on 670 the score, or just go to the Odyssey app at your leisure.
Yeah. So I think they will play Aaron Rodgers this year.
Okay.
I think the Steelers. I think he eventually is going to be with the Steelers. I don't see him being anywhere else. And
what about the Vikings? What if, like you said, what if JJ McCarthy is not healthy and they know he's not going to be healthy for like 10 weeks or something in the season? Do they do a 1-year deal with Aaron Rodgers, or you just throw old Sam Howell in there?
I don't think that the Vikings want to deal with Aaron Rodgers. I think that I felt like they made that kind of clear, that like, I think Kevin O'Connell was kind of like, nah, we're not doing this. And
well, he thinks he's magic after what he did with Sam Darnold. He's like, yo, I can turn any of the, and look, Sam Howell's no slouch. Didn't Sam Howell for a year in Washington, didn't he lead the league in passing for about 10 or 11 weeks?
Yeah,
or so?
Because they were always losing and they were just throwing all the time.
Like throwing like 50 times a game. Like,
remember, like there, I remember when the Bears played Washington 2 years ago and the Bears hadn't won a game yet that year. Remember, uh-huh. They were coming off that horrible loss where they collapsed against Denver. And everyone was talking about, oh, there's no way they win this game. I'm like, guys, Sam Howell sucks. What are we doing here? And they went out and they picked him off like 3 times. Like, he's not any good. He's not any good. I hope he starts against the Bears because he's awful. but no, I don't think the Vikings – I think the Vikings are out on – And, you know, the only, like, connection, unless there's some real secret underground stuff happening, the only connections we've seen for Aaron Rodgers and any team in the last month and a half has been the Steelers. And I don't know why the Steelers are willing to put up with this nonsense, but I don't know why any team is.
Yeah.
But I think he ends up in Pittsburgh. Because, like, here's the other thing is, what is their other quarterback on the roster? Like Mason Rudolph, who
Mason Rudolph, who
they've started before, but he's also not any good. Like Mason Rudolph, if they want to be bad and play for a quarterback in next year's draft, then yeah, start Mason Rudolph. But that Mike Tomlin's never been about that, so I think they'll eventually cave and be like, all right, Aaron, come in here and win us 9 games or something, and then they'll, you know, be what the Steelers have been for the last 5 years, just fine. So I think
Will Howard on there. Yes, Will. You know who
Will Howard. Is? Oh, that's right, the Ohio State quarterback. I forgot they drafted him. Maybe they like Will Howard. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, those Ohio State quarterbacks, you know, they can hit or miss. Well, miss or miss.
Yeah. We got one good year for an Ohio State quarterback.
All right.
How about you? Do you think he's?
Oh, I do think I'm like, if I had to say it, like put a gun to my head, yeah, with the Steelers. But I kind of like the Vikings conspiracy theory that I threw out there.
Yeah.
And then the way in the background. I don't think that he would really want to be part of this team. But Derek Carr did retire with the Saints. So, I mean, you just think about places.
Oh,
that there's
yeah.
Open quarterbacks. Would they, or something crazy like the, I'm going to take that. I was thinking about the Giants, but they've got Russ Wilson. They're not going to bring in two guys that are, you know, these old flyer guys, and they've got Jackson Dart.
Too, yeah, so they just drafted Jackson Dart.
Right.
I think they're on the sweepstakes.
Right, so I can't really Cleveland. No, Cleveland's got so many quarterbacks.
Cleveland's got enough quarterbacks.
You don't want to be part of those franchises right now. So I'll stick with the Steelers and the outside chance of the Minnesota Vikings. Last thing here today that we have to discuss, and you said something to me before the podcast started, which I agreed with. What's your kind of pet peeve about all of what we're doing right now going through the schedule?
Yeah, this whole thing's a ridiculous exercise.
It's a blast, though. It is.
Yeah. It's fun, but like we all, I think that we all kind of understand that it's a ridiculous exercise because ultimately, like when we talk about, I think I really don't like when we talk about, oh, the Bears have a really tough schedule or the Bears have a really weak schedule. It's not just the Bears; it's just any team. Oh, this team's got a really tough or weak schedule. Like we don't know. Like every year. There's teams we expect to be good that end up terrible. There's teams that we expect to be bad that end up good. So the NFL is so fickle in that way. There's so many teams that go worst to first or first to last. Like we don't know how this is going to play out. We don't know if by week 10, maybe the Giants found something in Jackson Dart. I don't think they will, but maybe they do, and maybe they don't suck. And now, now the schedule looks completely different if the Giants are good. You know, because that's the thing we expect them to win. So it just, the whole thing is just kind of a ridiculous exercise. And like, I just like, I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, but this is just based on my own social media timeline in the last 24 hours. I think that people in general are starting to get over the whole massive schedule release, especially like the social media video things. Cause the last couple years, there's been a lot of talk about like, oh, this video was really good. This video was really bad. I haven't really seen a whole lot of that this year.
Yeah.
And I don't really, it was kind of like, that. Hey, here's the schedule. Cool. Let's talk about it. All right.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I did like the Bears video though, with Jake Johnson and, I'm blanking. The other guy.
I haven't seen it yet, to be honest with you. I'm a bad Bears podcaster. I have not seen their hype video yet.
Oh, you got to check it out. It's very Chicago.
I have way more important things to do than hype videos. Okay, studs. I'm a very important person in this town. I'll take it back a little further for you in terms of the unknown about the. We don't even know who's starting at left tackle for the Bears. That's just symbolic. And there's a million. I mean, every team has a position that they don't know. And we don't know who's going to get injured. We don't know who's going to be carted off the field in training camp. All that stuff. So it is. It's a ridiculously fun exercise that we do every year at this time.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's the same for every team. Like, we don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
we just talked about it with Minnesota. They don't know who their damn quarterback is going to be.
And now the Saints don't know who their quarterback is.
And the Saints don't know who their quarterback is going to be.
Or, you know, like, God forbid, you know, Jalen Hurts tears his ACL. Now Philly's probably not that well. I mean, Philly's done it before with a backup quarterback, but you know, now they look a lot different without their starting quarterback. So yeah, there's so many unknowns, and this is every NFL season. But it's just, I just want to make sure we all understand that this is a ridiculous exercise.
I think everybody knows. Yeah, nobody's.
This is May 15th. The season doesn't start for like 5 months.
The Bears haven't had an OTA yet.
Yeah, actually, we haven't seen. They had one. The new head coach OTA.
Oh, yeah, right? And then the rookie minicamp. And there will be one next Wednesday, by the way, an OTA, and I'll be reporting from Hallis Hall.
Yeah.
So those are the important things that I do.
We haven't even had mandatory minicamp yet. We're so early in the process.
Yeah, we haven't had a holdout yet. Nobody's unhappy yet.
I think the Bears are good on holdouts this year. I think all their contract disputes are fine. I don't think they have any disputes, right?
No, I think you're right, man. I mean, everybody that should be taken care of, I believe, has been taken care of at this point.
And I don't expect Joe Tooney to hold out for the extra years that he might want on his contract.
Yes,
he's a guy, he's good, he'll be here, good to go.
Yeah, so. And we'll get more into that as the offseason goes on. That is going to do it for the Take the North podcast today for Adam Studzinski, doing a fantastic job filling in for our guy, Dan Wiederer, who we hope is okay, and we'll make sure that he is back and in shape when he returns to the Take North podcast, which will occur on our next episode.
Yeah, drink some water, Dan. Drink water. Yeah, Don't forget to drink water.
What is the official sparkling water of
Topo Chico?
Topo Chico. That's the problem. That's part of the problem because he does the hard Topo Chico, right?
Oh yeah, but there are regular versions. Dan. After you drink one of the hard ones, drink one of the regular ones. You know, like, balance it out.
I feel like Dan Wiederer is probably a professional when it comes to such things. So
yeah.
We know he's going to be big. Dan, we missed you, brother. We'll see you next time around. I am Mark Grody. Thank you all for listening to and watching the Take the North podcast.
Great talk. See you out there.
There it is.
Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.